Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
There are all kinds of evil spirits, ladies and gentlemen. They come in all different forms and identities. And they don't necessarily have to just be demons of lust or envy or greed. I believe there's many religious demons that are tucked away between traditions and rituals. Yes, traditions and rituals. They try to get you away from the truth of God's word and try to put it in a box where if you follow certain rules, it makes you holy. That has nothing to do with the righteousness of God. The Holy Spirit hedges you towards love, where you love your Savior, you love your Lord, you know what He did for you, and therefore you're obedient out of love. Yes. Let's go to Galatians 5, living by faith. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The yoke of bondage. When you came to Christ, you became free. You weren't held to any type of religious bondage. You met the Savior one-on-one. You didn't have to go through a ritual to get to Him. You didn't have to go through a tradition to get to Him. Matter of fact, you had to get rid of your rituals. You had to get rid of your traditions and cling on to the simplicity of just loving your Creator. Simply that. The piece of clay loving the potter. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. Now remember, circumcision was, you could say, the most important tradition of the Hebrews. Matter of fact, it was the first work that God gave Abraham to do. But remember, we're not under the old covenant anymore. We're under the new covenant that's fulfilled in the spiritual realm. We haven't been freed from it. It just isn't fulfilled anymore through the deeds of the flesh. Let me explain. Verse 4, Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. If you think you're going to get into heaven by putting all kinds of little ribbons on your fingers to remind you of how to behave, you've lost it. This is a spiritual adventure with an actual ghost living inside of you. Yes, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God. It is God that convicts you and loves you and will put you on the right path. But what Paul is telling the church here in Galatia, they had fallen back into bondage, and basically you could not join their club unless you were circumcised. And Paul is telling them here, for I testify again, this is at least the second time, I testify to you again, to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. In other words, okay, you want to do the law? That means, I don't know how many laws there were, 6,000, you're going to have to do every single law, which of course no man could do. That's why the Lord just hung all 66 books on two commandments. Love the Lord with all your heart, love your neighbors yourself. And they'll teach you how to be obedient. You know in your heart then when things are wrong. It says here, Christ has become of no effect to you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Imagine that. If you want to fall into the traditions, if you want to fall into the rituals, Christ actually has no effect unto you. You are just a club member. You have joined the Moose Club. You have joined, you know, whatever club you want to call it. And you've fallen from the grace of God, Jesus Christ living in your heart. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. In other words, you still will walk a righteous life. You still have fruit that follows the Spirit, but it's not out of your own will. It's out of the will of the Father who lives within you. You have given up your own will, even your own traditions and rituals, which might look fantastic. They look so holy. Oh, I go into a church 3 days a week. I go in that little confession box 1 day a week. I know all these saints' holy days. I go to all their solemn feast days. All right, I receive communion, every seventh day or every first day. I mean, you get what I'm saying. In other words, you're trying to attain grace through following a bunch of church rules. It's a very deceptive demon. Very deceptive demon. Matter of fact, I believe it's the evil spirit that Christ had the biggest problem with, because it appears to be righteous. The Pharisees and the outward appearance seemed very holy. But inwardly, you know, none of us could compete with them. I mean, they had to memorize the first 5 books of the Bible. They fasted, they prayed, they played the part, but God knew their heart. God knew their heart. They were good club members. Had nothing to do with literally in their heart having a relationship with God. I want to emphasize that verse 5 again. For we through the Spirit, see, that's the difference. We through the Spirit, not through the works of the law, but we through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. So whether you say, oh, I'll never get circumcised, or you say, I will get circumcised, that's not the point. The point is by faith, which worketh by love. Now, you will still be obedient. Yes, you'll still be able to see righteous fruits. Yes, sin is still sin. Yes, you're not to compromise, but it's in your heart. The reason why you aren't sinning. You aren't sinning so fellow club members can see how holy you are. You're not sinning because you actually have a Holy Spirit. Once you start sinning, he really pricks you and you feel lousy in your soul. Yes, because the Spirit lives in you. And when the flesh starts mixing with the Spirit, you just don't feel right. Because it's grievous. Let me read that again. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And Paul is so upset here because somebody has snuck in the Galatian church and said, basically, hey, if you want to be a follower of Jesus, you better get circumcised. And he is chastening this church. And he's so upset here. Get a load of this next verse. You did run well. In other words, you had a hold of it. You knew what grace and faith were all about, but you fell away. You did well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? He's questioning. Who snuck in this church? That's what he's asking. Who snuck in this fellowship and started putting rules and regulations on your head? Who did it? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. In other words, that persuasion back to the rituals, that persuasion back to the traditions, and you know some quote-unquote Christian religions that tie you into this. Yes, you know what they are. You better get baptized during this time, or you better have your confession during this time, or you better have your communion during this time, or you better have all this and that. That is getting away from the simplicity of Christ, of simply accepting him as your Savior. You become the temple of the living God, You don't have to seek him by observation. You don't have to go to this mountain or that mountain. You don't have to go to this tradition or that tradition. But Jesus Christ lives within you, guiding you. And then Paul goes on to say, a little leaven leavens the whole loaf. He's upset. He's saying, man, you get a little bit of this in, and next thing you know, you're going to fall all away. There's going to be no love at all in this church. It's all going to be ritual and tradition. It's all going to be, we're going to do this on a Friday, and we're going to do this on a Sunday, and we're going to do this on a Wednesday, and we're going to do this on a Tuesday. And don't get me wrong, I'm not against rules, but I think you understand what I'm saying. They're replacing a heart gospel with a gospel of you better do this and you better do that, which is basically a yoke around your neck. And that's what Paul was referring to in verse 1, where he said, wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again. Be not entangled again with the yoke, with the yoke, with the yoke of bondage. Paul goes on to say, I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I wish they were even cut off, which trouble you. He's actually saying, throw this guy out of the church. Yes, he is. That's how I view it. He's saying, cut him off. Somebody has snuck in. A little leaveneth has snuck in. And it's so easy. I think by nature, us humans love clubs. We all love to join something. We all want to feel accepted. And we can get, and a spirit of confusion comes in, because the walk with Christ is so simple. It's so simple that it becomes confusing to a churchified person. Oh, what church do you belong to? What day do you worship? Oh, you don't dress like this? Oh, you get baptized like this? Oh, what kind of communion do you have? All outside of the love of God, confusion. Yes. He wants us to get circumcised, yes, but he tells us in Romans, and I'll read it to you. It's in Romans chapter 2, the last verse. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart. In the spirit, and not in the letter. In other words, not of the law, but in the spirit. So yes, the law is all fulfilled in Christ, but it's spiritually fulfilled in Christ. It's all fulfilled. The baptism is a spiritual baptism. The communion is the heavenly bread that falls from heaven. It's so easy to get caught up in rituals. And the deceptive thing is the ritual of itself isn't the evil thing. No, it isn't, because some rituals do remind us. But when the ritual becomes an act that you need, that you better have, it's nothing but confusion. God bless you all. Jesus is Lord. Without the cross, we are nothing. Thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.com. .org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.